As Secretary of Defense for both Presidents George W. Bush and Obama, Robert Gates oversaw critical moments in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. He would emotionally address the troops in the field, but back home showed a stoic public face. Gates opens up about his frustration with the presidents he served and the Congress he had to testify before in a new book, Duty: Memoirs of a Secretary at War. He writes of one meeting in 2011 with Mr. Obama and General David Petraeus, who then commanded military forces in Afghanistan. Quote, "As I sat there, I thought, the president doesn't trust his commander, can't stand Karzai, doesn't believe in his own strategy, and doesn't consider the war to be his. For him, it's all about getting out." End quote. When it came to Congress, he writes, quote, "I would listen with growing outrage as hypocritical and obtuse American senators made all of these demands of Iraqi legislators and yet themselves could not even pass budgets." End quote. We expect to interview the former defense secretary next Tuesday. But for now, we turn to Washington Post staff writer Greg Jaffe, who covered Robert Gates and has read an advance copy of the book. Greg Jaffe, it's good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
So you did get the book early, and you've covered him for his entire 5 years under both presidents. What mainly stands out in this book?
Well, the thing that stood out to me most was just the emotional toll that the wars took on him and that the casualties took on him. You really get an unvarnished sense of that. And we could see it in glimpses covering him. I wrote in the review of the book that I did about one of those kind of glimpses. But to really see it and hear it in his own voice, kind of page after page, is striking. And it's a burden that you could tell he still carries with him today and seems to be sorting through in this book.
And in fact, I think you said in your review, the book reads in a way like an extended therapy session for him.
Yeah, I kind of felt that way. Yeah, and in the sense that it can be a little bit self-contradictory. It kind of doubles back on itself. On the one hand, you think, hey, if he had given himself a little bit more time and a little bit more distance, it would have been a more rational book, maybe a better argued book. But there's a power and an emotion to writing it when he did. You know, it does read like a therapy session at times.
And you write not only the contradictions in himself, the contradictory views of other people. On the one hand, he praises President Obama for being decisive, for being courageous, bold to make the decision on Osama bin Laden. But then on the other hand, as we just heard, really being hard on him for his handling of Afghanistan.
Yeah, and I thought that was an example of an argument that he doesn't quite deliver as well as he should on. You know, he criticizes the president for not believing in the strategy, but also concedes that it was a courageous move to back the surge and that it was a politically unpopular move. So it's not completely rational to me. If the president doesn't believe in it, why does he do it? And part of what I kind of wondered was, I mean, it seems at times that Gates felt like the president, his frustration with the president is that the president doesn't feel the same passion, the same sort of sense of obligation, the same all sort of consuming guilt at times, and that therefore he must be missing something.
And Gates, of course, had spent a lot of time, or time when he could, with the troops themselves when he would go over there.
Certainly, yeah, and certainly spent almost every night of his tenure as Secretary of Defense, you know, writing condolence letters, which a task he took with great seriousness.
You also write at one point in your review, you said you can't imagine between President Obama and President George W. Bush two more different men. What does he say about President Bush?
He's very complimentary of President Bush, at least is my recollection of it. You know, he does concede that when he joins the Bush administration, President Bush has been president for 6 years, and that's a different mindset. But he's very quick to praise President Bush's decisiveness and his passion, particularly with regard to the Iraqi surge. He describes him as sort of having no second thoughts on that surge, nor any second thoughts on the Iraq war overall. And that's something that I think Gates finds commendable.
Congress, he's very tough on. Is that just from having to go testify as often as he did?
I think so, and this just sort of the divisive political nature of Congress today. You know, I think he longs for a day of greater bipartisanship. But I think part of it is just his own personal frustration that he's so engaged in these wars, and I think he's just frustrated with Congress that they don't feel the same, again, they don't feel the same passion, the same commitment that he does.
And his really tough comment about Vice President Biden, that he's been wrong on every foreign policy.
For four decades? Yeah. It's interesting on that, though. I mean, this is where the therapy session stuff comes in, that he's very critical of Biden on that. He's very critical of Biden for suggesting that he sowed discord between the president and the uniformed military by sort of subjecting the president to Chinese water torture, as he calls it, that you can't trust your generals. But then at the end of the book, he also kind of comes around and says, well, on Iraq, there really wasn't that much of a difference between my position and Biden's position. You know, maybe 10,000 troops, and that I should have done more to build bridges rather than be as defensive as I was.
Finally, Greg Jaffe, how does he judge himself?
You know, that's a good question. I think he's sort of, that's where I thought he's kind of wrestling through it. I mean, he is critical of himself in the book, and it's written in his voice. He didn't use a ghostwriter, and it's clear, and I mean that in a good way, in the sense that it sounds like him and it feels like him. And I think he's still wrestling through with that. He's very proud of the Iraq surge, but I think does feel a certain amount of guilt at the suffering that the war's caused.
Greg Jaffe with The Washington Post. And as we mentioned, we'll be talking with former Defense Secretary Robert Gates next Tuesday. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.